Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas. And today we're going to talk a little bit about sort of our call to action. And what do I mean by that? Well, during this first week of Lent, Monday begins with us hearing the parable of the sheep and the goats from Matthew's gospel, where people will be separated out, the sheep and the goats, the sheep being those that cared for Christ and the hungry, the naked, the imprisoned, the sick, the naked, the thirsty, the hungry, etc. And recently I've been really talking a lot about on a variety of my different social media platforms where I share sort of Carmelite reflections and etc. that all these things that we're working on in terms of our, how do I want to put this, works of Lent, you know, works done in the grace and the Spirit of God, if they're not aiding us to grow in love, we're off the mark. Plain and simple. If your items you're giving up in terms of your Lenten fast doesn't help you to become a more loving person to God, neighbor, and self, something is off the mark. Whether that thing you're fasting from is something corporeal, you know, in terms of food, etc., or spiritual, you know, giving up certain spiritual things that are really maybe burdening your life and etc. If your almsgiving isn't true giving, because we know people, and sometimes we might be guilty of this, you give a gift, but it comes with strings. You know, you call a favor in later. Well, then you never really gave a gift. You gave a quid pro quo. I'll give you this now, and there'll be an expectation that you'll help me later. You know, almsgiving is about giving anonymously. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing, as Christ tells us also earlier in Matthew's gospel. But if our almsgiving causes us to become prideful and boastful, we're off the mark. And finally, our prayer. Our prayer is not merely about Jesus and I time. In Carmelite, sometimes people take our spirituality and our history and our charism and just sort of build up this facsimile about, you know, well, you know, I go off and I pray and Christ is really doing these things in me and et cetera. And he might be. But if your time in solitary prayer, where you're working to become more intimate with Jesus Christ by becoming vulnerable to him within that time, if it's not showing in love for others, you're off the mark. And this isn't just the Frank Fryer talking to you. The End of the Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila, the whole work, which is really sort of emphasizing the Mary aspect out of the two sisters, she ends her text by reflecting on Martha. You only know if you're going along the path of Mary well if you're ending with the works of Martha. All these sort of things within our spiritual life lead to being a more charitable person lived out in the world, to be one of the sheeps. This parable is a call to action based on the works that we've been going through in order to cultivate our relationship with God so we can be more loving to him. So by growing in deeper love with God, we can go forward into the world and grow in deeper love with our neighbors and with ourselves. Not in prideful ways, not in ways we use each other or use ourselves or any of that, but because within the other we see the presence of Christ, because our minds, our eyes, and our senses have been transformed in Jesus Christ, so they have become attuned to hearing his whispering presence amongst the poor, seeing his hands outreached among the poor, his odor made present among the poor, and etc. And you know what? Sometimes working with the poor and those in need isn't fun. Oh well, too bad, so sad. We're not called to funness. We're called to holiness. And the way of holiness put forward by Jesus Christ is that we need to A, deny ourselves, B, pick up our cross, and C, follow him. And he went to the poor. He cared for the poor. We are called to do the same. And there's going to be consequences from our choices, what we do and what we fail to do. So even though Lent may cultivate a time of interior work, which is true, that does not allow us to excuse our exterior labors of love that we're all called to in the person of Jesus Christ. Because as Christ makes himself known to us on the chalice, he makes himself known to us in the beggar by the door. That's an insight, not from me, but from St. John Chrysostom, who reminds us that if we can't see Christ in the beggar at the church door, we ain't going to find him in the chalice. So as we go forward, if this parable, the sheep and the goats, scares you, good. Should make you uncomfortable, because Lent is a season in which we grow in our ability to repent. And by the grace of God, have a changing in our hearts. So we go from the path of death that we hear about in Deuteronomy to the path of life, which he calls us all to, which he wants for all of us. So as you go forward today, my brothers and sisters, know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.